I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, December 7th. We'll tell you why President Biden is ready to confront Russia's leader today and how the U.S. is sending a message to China at next year's Winter Olympics. Also, Americans are marking the day that lives in infamy 80 years later. Plus, the prominent congressman who's quitting to work for former President Trump. What Jussie Smollett said on the stand about accusations he staged a hate crime, and which huge stars will have shows in Las Vegas in the new year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's being called one of the highest-stakes conversations President Biden has had since he moved into the White House. He has a video meeting today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This comes as the American intelligence community is warning Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine, an American ally, as soon as next month. According to their intelligence, Russian forces have surrounded Ukraine on three sides with up to 100,000 troops. And they've stepped up a cyber and disinformation campaign that takes aim at Ukraine's government. So today, Biden administration officials tell news outlets like the New York Times, the president is hoping to convince Putin an invasion would not be worth it. He'll apparently make it clear if Russia does invade Ukraine, the U.S. will respond with sanctions. And if needed, the U.S. may also send more troops into Europe. So why would Russia try to start a conflict in the first place? Well, some administration officials say President Putin worries Ukraine is a threat to Russia by having close allies in the West, like the U.S. Just yesterday, President Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Ukraine's president to make it clear the U.S. will keep supporting Ukraine's independence. Meanwhile, President Putin's spokesperson says Russia is expected to hear concrete proposals from Biden today, like a promise to roll back military cooperation with Ukraine and a pledge that Ukraine will never be able to join NATO. All that said, Ukraine is not the only topic on the agenda today. Officials say President Biden will also follow up on cybersecurity issues, and the two leaders will talk about how the U.S. and Russia are making moves in space, as well as the effort to get Iran back into the nuclear deal. Stay tuned. For the second time in a month, the U.S. Justice Department sued Texas over voting concerns. This time, the lawsuit has to do with redistricting. The DOJ says Texas lawmakers illegally discriminated against voters of color when they drew new districts that give white Republican voters more political power. Remember, state lawmakers were able to draw new districts because the 2020 census showed the Texas population had grown by nearly 4 million people in the last decade. And the Biden administration says 95% of that growth was actually among minority populations. So the lawsuit asked the court to keep Texas from holding elections under these redrawn districts and to force Texas lawmakers to draw new maps that really reflect the population. But the attorney general in Texas calls the whole lawsuit absurd and says it's just the Justice Department trying to control Texas voters. He's promising to fight it in court. To be continued. The most populous city in the U.S. now has some of the strictest vaccine rules in the country. A new mandate says anyone who works in person for a private company in New York City needs to have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of this month. About 184,000 businesses will be impacted. New York City's mayor says more details about the rules and how they'll be enforced will come out next week. But already, some business leaders are worried. For example, the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce says the mandate could lead to more layoffs as some businesses struggle with labor shortages. And employment lawyers say the mandate is bound to face some legal challenges. Already, the city has been enforcing other mandates, like people have to show proof they've been vaccinated to do certain indoor activities, like going to the gym and eating inside restaurants. And just this week, those rules extended to children over 5, so they won't be able to take part in extracurricular activities if they're not vaccinated. Separately, President Biden has been pushing for a nationwide rule that says employers with at least 100 workers will have to make sure their employees get vaccinated or test negative for COVID-19 weekly. But that one has been tied up in court, so for now, it's still on hold. Today marks exactly 80 years since Americans were attacked on Pearl Harbor. More than 2,300 Americans died when Japan bombed the Hawaiian naval base on December 7, 1941. Then-President Franklin Roosevelt called it the date which will live in infamy. And it does, especially since that attack pushed the U.S. into World War II. Today, there will be a parade and ceremony to remember those who died or fought for their country in the Second World War. The Veterans Affairs Department says about 240,000 of the 16 million Americans who served in World War II are still alive today. And some of them will be going to Hawaii for today's events. You can watch the ceremony and parade today from home, starting at 4 p.m. Hawaii time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. The U.S. government leaders have decided to boycott the Winter Olympics in Beijing, China. To be clear, American athletes will still be able to compete, but the Biden administration will not send any diplomatic or official representatives. It's hoping to send a message to China that it cannot support human rights abuses. The U.S. has accused China of genocide over its treatment of ethnic minorities. But China says the U.S. should, quote, stop politicizing sports. And a Chinese government spokesperson says China will take resolute countermeasures, although he has not given details about what those might be. More news is just ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Rad Power Bikes. When was the last time you got on a bike and actually wanted to go up a steep hill? You can with e-bikes. It's probably why you keep hearing about them. People who use Rad Power Bikes say it's completely transformed everyday life. Here's the best part. Because Rad Power Bikes is North America's largest maker of e-bikes, they have models that can get you biking again, even if it's been a long time. If you're wanting to buy a gift for someone who wants to get out more or who just seems to have everything, then hit up radpowerbikes.com and check out their award-winning lineup of e-bikes. They're in stock and ready to ship. That's radpowerbikes.com. We now know who will be CEO of former President Trump's new media company. It's a top Republican lawmaker who will quit his job in Congress to take on the new role. The Trump Media and Technology Group announced Congressman Devin Nunes will be its CEO starting next month. That's the company preparing to launch a Twitter-style social media platform called Truth Social, as well as a video streaming service. In a news release announcing his new job, Nunes said, quote, "The time has come to reopen the internet and allow for the free flow of ideas and expression without censorship." Nunes is leaving a pretty influential position in the House. He's the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee and is a member on the Ways and Means Committee. So what will happen to his position in Congress? His seat will be up for grabs in next year's midterm elections, and Republican leaders will replace him in the committees. Jussie Smollett took the stand this week telling jurors, quote, "There was no hoax." Remember, Smollett is an actor who used to be in the show Empire. Police and prosecutors say he filed a false police report and staged a hate crime back in 2019. Two brothers testified last week that Smollett paid them to pretend to beat him up in front of surveillance cameras. But Smollett and his attorneys insist he was beaten by two men in Chicago who yelled racist and homophobic slurs and put a noose around his neck. Smollett testified yesterday that he never paid the brothers for any kind of hoax, that instead the money was for personal training and nutrition plans. Smollett also said he did not actually want the police to be called at all when the attack first happened because, as a black man in America, he does not trust police, and he said he didn't want to be known as someone who got beat up. He also said he refused to give investigators his cell phone because he wanted his privacy. Prosecutors have argued Smollett staged the attack because he didn't like the Empire Studios' response to hate mail he had received. He's charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct. If found guilty, Smollett could face up to 3 years in prison, but experts have said he would likely only face probation. Well, you can now buy and sell shares of BuzzFeed on the NASDAQ. Yep, the digital media company BuzzFeed that started 15 years ago and built a large following through new and catchy ways is now a publicly traded company. BuzzFeed execs have said going public will let the company acquire other media companies and invest more into the platform. As CNBC points out, it's the first significant modern digital media company to enter the public markets, so it'll be watched closely by others in the industry. Think Bustle, Vox, Vice, and more, who may want to follow suit. So how's it going so far? Well, it's had a choppy start. On day one of trading yesterday, the BuzzFeed stock had an initial jump of about 50%, but then it tumbled. And BuzzFeed raised a lot less money than it expected from the deal that brought it onto the stock market in the first place. Tickets go on sale today to see Adele in Las Vegas, but you may not get a chance to buy them. Adele announced a residency at Caesars Palace Hotel called Weekends with Adele, but Ticketmaster is giving first priority to fans who have already registered with their free verified fan program. Those fans will have a chance to get tickets starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern today. So we'll have to wait and see if tickets will be available for anyone else. Though keep in mind, Ticketmaster may have same-day seats available once the show starts, or there are some reseller sites like StubHub who will likely have Adele tickets available later. There will be two shows each weekend from January through April. And Adele is not the only star taking their talents to Vegas in the new year. Both Michael Bublé and John Legend announced new residencies starting in April. Tickets to see Michael Bublé go on sale this Friday the 10th. Then fans can buy tickets to John Legend's show on Monday the 13th. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Rothy's. It's the holiday season, and what better way to welcome it than with new shoes? From cool flats to sneakers made for adventure, Rothy's has everything you need to start the new year on the right foot. Also perfect for the person on the go, Rothy's spacious, washable bags helping you carry your essentials in style with no stress. And guys, we did not forget about you. Rothy's men's line is now available and features the same level of craftsmanship as the women's line. In fact, the number one word used to describe Rothy's shoes when they surveyed thousands of customers is comfortable. And I agree. I love that I can throw on any of my Rothy's shoes and not worry that my feet will hurt or get blisters. And that was true from day one, yes, right out of the box. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, which natural disaster is measured with a Richter scale? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. And look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what geometric shape is generally used for stop signs? The answer is octagon. And there's a real reason for it. The American Association of State Highway Officials figured the octagon shape would be easy for drivers to see, even from the back if they're driving in the opposite direction. Also, it needed a design that could be easily recognized at night, since the first signs were not reflective. So they've been octagonal since the 1920s. The color matters, too. All stop signs became red in the 1950s, long after officials wanted them to be a bright color. At first, materials to make red signs that would not fade were hard to find. These days, that's not the case, so they're always red. All right, thank you for tuning into the Newsworthy today and every day. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.